Tuesday, 34th week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 14 to 19. I, John, looked, and there was a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud, one who looked like a son of man, with a gold crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, crying out in a loud voice to the one sitting on the cloud, "Use your sickle and reap the harvest, for the time to reap has come, because the earth's harvest is fully ripe." So the one who was sitting on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Then another angel came out of the temple in heaven, who also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel came from the altar, who were in charge of the fire, and cried out in a loud voice to the one who had the sharp sickle, "Use your sharp sickle and cut the cluster from the earth vines, for its grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and cut the earth vintage. He threw it into the red wine press of God's fury. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 11. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the day will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will it happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. For certain must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from plague to plague, and awesome signs and mighty signs will come from the sky." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The Last Judgment. One of the topics which always excite people is to predict when the last day shall happen, and the signs which shall happen before this day. The main reason for this is because people want to be prepared at the last minute, not the whole of their life as Jesus demands. From the time of Jesus' disciples until today, many predicted this day and were wrong. We still remember the year of 2000. Many people said that the first day of year 2000 shall be the last. They withdrew money from their banks because they were afraid it shall be a waste after that day. They stopped to go to work so that they could enjoy life and then wait for that day to happen. 12 years had passed, and the last day did not happen. they must go to work and start to say again. Some predicted that it shall be on December 23rd, 2012. Today's readings inform us about the last day and what shall happen before that day. In the first reading, the author of Revelation gave us some order of what shall happen before the last day. Firstly, the Son of Man shall give a signal for his angels to gather the harvest, which is the righteous into heaven. Secondly, he shall give a signal for them to gather all the sinners and to punish them as their sins are deserved. In the Gospel, when we are asked about the last day, the signs which happened before that day, Jesus gave them neither time nor date, but warned the people that false prophets and predictions would surely come. He also gave the signs which shall happen in heaven and on earth before this day. Second analysis. First reading. Sow your sickle and reap the harvest, for the time to reap has come, because the earth harvest is fully ripe. Third point, gathering the harvest. As with human business, they gather their harvest before clearing out all chaff. God also gathers his harvest, which is the righteous, before he punishes the wicked. The image of gathering the harvest was used by the author of Revelation and many evangelists. See Mark chapter 4, verse 29, Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, to describe what shall happen in the last day. In agriculture, the harvest shall be gathered and put in the barn before the wheat are collected and burned out. Similarly, the good shall be gathered into heaven before the wicked are destroyed forever. The one who sits on the cloud is Christ, who actively controls the harvest gathering. The sharp sickles are the instrument for harvesting. Throwing the sickle on earth is the symbol of the beginning of harvesting. Today's report does not specify who are the workers who gather the harvest. At Arthur Blake, the angels are the workers. The ripe harvest seemed like the last day had come. Second point, God's punishment after the harvest. The author viewed the image of gathering ripe grapes and throwing into the red wine press to describe God's punishment for the wicked. One angel who is in charge for punishing human beings, not Christ himself. The sharp sickles were also used to collect wheat or to harvest grapes. The season for ripe grapes is the sign of the day of the wicked has come. Throwing ripe grapes into the red wine press is the symbol for punishment. As ripe grapes are ground into the wine press, the wicked shall have the similar fate. Their poured out blood is compared with the blood of grapes. See Genesis chapter 49, verse 11. The author called this punishment the way to satisfy God's wrath. Second, the gospel. The day of the Messiah. The Jews think they are living between of the two ages. The present day, which is very bad, incurable, and deserve to be destroyed. And the glorious future of God, which they will dominate the world. Between the two ages will be the Messiah day. The day in which all nightmare events will happen in the world. In this day, the earth and all sinners will be destroyed. See Isaiah chapter 13, verse 9, Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, Amos chapter 5, verses 18 to 20, and Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 to 18. This day will suddenly happen as a tap entered in a house at night. The stars, the sun, and the moon will no longer give light. The earth will rumble, and God's anger will rain down on human beings. See Isaiah chapter 13, verses 10 to 13, Joel chapter 2, verses 30 and 31. Third point, all glory of the world is temporal, even the glory of the Jerusalem temple. If one stands in the Olive Mountain and looks down Jerusalem city, the temple and its glory are unable to be missed. Today, even the temple is no longer existed. But its glory can still be seen by Zion rocks and the weeping one. At Jesus' time, the temple was the Jewish pride. It is no surprise when some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings. But Jesus warned them, "As for these things which you see, the days will come when there shall not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." The Jerusalem temple was destroyed by the Roman folk on 70 AD, about 30 years after Jesus' prophecy. The Romans encircled the Jerusalem city. People ran out of food, so they must feed on other place to live. Many even chewed shoes to lessen their hunger. The Romans destroyed Jerusalem city at Jesus' warning. There shall not be left here one stone upon another. Josephus, the historian, estimated about 1.1 million people died, and 97,000 others were on exile. The Jewish state was completely erased on the map until the present day. Second point. Jesus' prediction about the last day. They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign when this is about to take place?" Jesus did not tell them the time, but he gave two warning signs. First, there will be false prophets and wrong-guessing people. From Jesus' time until now, there existed many people who falsely claimed that the prophet sent from heaven, said that Muhammad, Smith of Mormon. There also existed the wrong-guessing people about the last day, notably Nostradamus. Many thought the beginning of the year 2000 would be it. and they prepared for this day. We almost come to the new year of 2022, and that day is still not happened yet. Jesus is still a warning. Take heed that you are not led astray, for many people will come in my name saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. The size of the courtyard. Jesus gave us some hints. There will be war and unrest. Wars happen in all places and ages, even in our age. This is only so that we are in between the two ages, as the Jews believe. We should not depend on war to predict the last day is coming. There will be great earthquakes, famine, and plagues. The great earthquakes happened in all places and ages. The one who close to our air is the Sichuan earthquake in China, happened in 2008. There are about 70,000 deaths resulted of this earthquake. Other plagues such as the tsunami, flood, hurricane, epidemic, famine, and COVID-19 often happened. There will be nightmare events and red signs to appear in heaven. These are probably the more exact signs, because from Jesus' time till now, people never witnessed red signs from heaven as the prophets announced such as the sun, the moon, and the stars will no longer shine. Application in life. The last day shall certainly happen. There shall be forewarning signs in heaven and on earth, but the exact day and time no one shall know. We must prepare ourselves when we still have time to do it, so that when the day happens, we shall not be regretted. Amen.